Shalom, everybody. In the sixth aliyah of Parashat Ha'azinu, we have four psukim. The last aliyah told us that Hashem was going to redeem his people with the ultimate geula shalema, and this aliyah continues that topic. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of days, Hashem will punish the nations that oppressed B'nai Israel throughout the ages, and when that happens, the nations of the world will sing the praises of B'nai Israel. And with this message, the song of Ha'azinu, not the Parsha, but the Nevuah, the Shira, the song of Ha'azinu concludes. Now, according to Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who died in 1340, the song of Ha'azinu until this aliyah involved Moshe giving Musar and Nevuah to B'nai Israel and a description of Hashem exacting punishment on all those who oppressed us. Now, often in the parasha, says Rabbeinu Bachya, Moshe spoke in the name of Hashem, but in this aliyah, says Rabbeinu Bachya, Hashem himself speaks, and he is the one who promises the geula. We see, for example, in Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Mem, Ki Esa El Shamayim Yadi V'yamarti Chai Anochi Leolam, says Hashem, I lift my hand to heaven and I say, Chai Anochi Leolam, I will live forever, or I am life forever. I lift my hands to the sky. What does that mean? What is Hashem saying that he's lifting his hands to the sky? And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, he and many other Mefarshim say that this is a promise. It's an oath from Hashem. Hashem is lifting his hand, so to speak, to take an oath. Ki esa el shamayim yadi, a promise from Hashem that the geula will come. We see this in many places in Tanakh, that Hashem is promising. He's, so to speak, lifting his hand and saying, I promise that I am going to bring the geula. There is a sefer that was written in 1891 called Shivat Zion. It was written by Rav Avraham Yaakov Slutsky, again in 1891. It's a collection of articles written by Gedolim of that time, and the articles are about Beshevach Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And in that book, there's an essay by the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He died in 1893. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Valozhiner Yeshiva, and the Netziv wrote an article in that book called Acharit Kibreshit. And there, in the book Shivat Zion on page 18, the Netziv says that it is our job to believe in Hashem. It is our job to believe that Hashem will keep his promise. It is our job to believe that Hashem will keep the promise that he says all over Tanakh, and he also says in our Aliyah, Ki Esa El Shamayim Yadi. And says the Netziv, even if the Geula does not seem to appear the way we think it will appear, even if it doesn't occur, if the Geula doesn't occur the way we think the Geula is going to occur, says the Netziv, not to worry. Says the Netziv, Ein lanu lihitchakem lemor ki nitzrach lihiyot beofen acher. This is the geula. And we can't be too smart, so to speak, for our own good to say, no, it can't be like this. It has to be like that. No, says the Netziv, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, says the Netziv, that is the way the geula in Mitzrayim happened. He says, for example, B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim never heard of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was living in Midian. They thought the geula was going to come through Aharon. They saw Aharon. They knew Aharon was an incredible Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik and Gadol Hador. Of course he's going to bring the Geula from Mitzrayim. Of course he is. There's no question about it. And all of a sudden, excuse the expression, the stranger comes from Midian. Never heard of him. The only thing we know about him is that he was raised among non-Jews. He lived in the palace. He lived with Yitro. Who is this person? And yet, the Geula came through Moshe, so to speak, and not through Aharon. Because again, says the Netziv, that is the way the Geula is going to happen. It is God who's going to tell us how the Geula is going to happen. In fact, the Netziv quotes the Navi Yeshayahu in Perek Nunhei, Pasuk Vav, part of the Haftorah for a regular fast day, says Yeshayahu, says Yeshayahu in the name of Hashem, Ki lo machshevotai machshevoteichem, velo darcheichem derachayne Hashem. I act the way I want to act, and I'm not going to act necessarily the way you think it's going to act. The way the Geula is going to come is the way that Hashem desires for it to come. All we need to know is that Hashem promised it will come, and it will come in whatever form and whatever process He desires. We await on this era of Rosh Hashanah, we await that Geula coming every single day in whatever form Hashem deems it to be so. Have an amazing day, everyone.